The Battle of Gettysburg, created by Justin Rice. The Battle of Gettysburg is considered the largest, bloodiest battle fought in the Western Hemisphere. What started as a minute scrum turned into a gory struggle lasting 3 summer days involving approximately 160,000 Americans and totaling around 51,000 casualties. This battle is thought to be the pivotal turning point in the Civil War, as victory would be detrimental to both the Union and the Confederate Army. The Battle of Gettysburg took place on July 1st and lasted to July 3rd in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, a small market town with a population of approximately 24,000. Robert E. Lee, the general of the Confederate rebels, was leading his army of almost 72,000 North Virginia soldiers into Pennsylvania for its abundant resources and farmland. General Lee planned to take his confident Confederate army out of the South that was devastated and ravaged by war into the North and keep constant pressure and pursuit on the Union Army. By doing this, General Lee hoped to threaten the Northern state's safety and weaken the North's will to fight in the war anymore. The Battle of Gettysburg was Lee's second attempt at invading the North. On the other hand, the Union Army led by General George G. Meade, who had just attained the position 3 days before the battle after the release of Major Joseph Hooker. General Meade had the responsibility to keep the Union Army between Robert E. Lee and Washington, D.C. Gettysburg was 7 miles away from the Mason-Dixon line and a part of the historic Underground Railroad, leading fugitive slaves to cities like New York and Philadelphia. With command from President Lincoln to ensure the war does not reach the North, Meade and the Potomac Army of nearly 94,000 soldiers marched to cut off the pursuit of the rebel army. July 1st, 1863, the first day of battle, was not long-lasting but fierce, with heavy casualties for both sides. The Confederate Army outnumbered the Union Army 2-1, having approximately 25,000 soldiers to the Union's less than 20,000. Fighting broke out west of Gettysburg at Willoughby Run. The Union Army was quickly forced to fall back into Gettysburg to high grounds at the cemetery, where they would wait for reinforcement totaling up to 100,000 soldiers. General Lee gave the order to Major Richard E. Wall, a Virginia native, to attack and seize the high ground the Union Army was positioned on. The opportunity was missed because Ewell's weariness of the order. The hesitation on Ewell's part allowed General Meade and the Union soldiers to dig a ridge at the cemetery. Artillery. Enforcements. Lee was advised by one of his subordinates, General James Longstreet, native of South Carolina, to move on from Gettysburg and move east between the Union Army and Washington, forcing General Meade to attack them because of the nearly impenetrable position they took. But the proud and overconfident General Lee went against the advice and ordered another push the next day. July 2nd, 1863, General Longstreet did as ordered and rallied the Confederate troops to attack the southern end of the cemetery ridge the Union Army was posted at. This attack was one that was much unorganized and had signs of skepticism by Longstreet because it took a great deal of time for the Confederate Army to form and ascend onto where the Union was positioned.
This gave General Meade and the Union Army extra time to prepare and allowed them to strengthen their forces even more. The mistake of General Longstreet and the rebels was caused by giving the Union the victory on the day. Fighting lasted all the way to darkness, with the Union holding their ground and forcing the rebels back. Day 3, July 3rd, 1863, was a mere repeat of the second day. General Lee, thirsty for the victory at Gettysburg, in anticipation of being closer to winning the war, ordered another attack on the Union at the well-defended Cemetery Ridge. Once again, Longstreet advised against it. It is my opinion that no 15,000 men ever arrayed for a battle can take that position. Again, Lee went against Longstreet's words of wisdom and ordered General Pickett to ensue General Meade's soldiers entrenched at the Cemetery Ridge. The final 3 hours of battle were marked by the words of Pickett before ascending onto the Union Army. Charge the enemy and remember the old Virginia. Pickett led 12,000 rebels into what was called the Pickett's Charge. The closer the rebels drew to the Union's position, the more outnumbered and outflanked they became. Torn to pieces and brutally beaten up, General Lee was forced to retreat from the Gettysburg, leaving behind 7,500 Confederate soldiers lying on the battlefield. The importance of a victory for the Confederates in this battle and disappointment and shortcomings was expressed in this statement from General Lee after their retreat. Too bad, oh too bad. The gamble had failed. The tide of the war was now permanently turned against the South.
As the war progressed on, the Confederates were defeated, possibly as a result of the Battle of Gettysburg and the ambiguous and risky actions on the orders of General Lee. The Union's victory reassured the foreign countries that were on the fence about backing the Union instead of the Confederates. Also held the rebels off of invading the North soil, protecting Washington, D.C. Victory at Gettysburg killed the momentum of the once competent Confederate Army as well. This is why the Battle of Gettysburg was the turning point of the Civil War.